This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, no. Here we go. PETA is at it again. We told you yesterday that they've given up their anti-fur campaign because, frankly, there aren't many people wearing fur. Not many stores carry real fur.
So they needed to switch their focus.
Right. So now they're working on trying to eliminate leather and wool. Hey, good luck on that one. But now here's a new thing from PETA. They don't want you to refer to your little dog or cat as a pet.
What do they want?
That's derogatory and unfair to the pet. They want you.
Wait, let's guess.
I'm trying to be serious, but it's,
okay, if they don't want you to call
your dog or your cat
your pet, what else could you call it? Do they want you to call it your feline friend?
No, they want you to call your dog, cat, fish, whatever you have, bird, your companion.
That's confusing.
Yes, just a tad. A little bit demeaning to that actual human being that may have given up their life to spend it with you.
I need to go to the companion store and pick up some kitty litter.
And people will be totally confused what the hell you're talking about. So a spokesman for PETA was on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan.
A lot of people at home who have dogs and cats, they will call these animals their pets and they'll refer to themselves as owners. And this implies that the animals are a possession.
Like, for God's sake, you don't even believe this, Gardner.
I do. Because when you refer to animals, not as the living beings that they are, but as an inanimate object, it can reflect our treatment.
So we're not supposed to think of our little dog as our possession. Yes, because we're the one that goes out and buys our little possession food and makes sure our possession gets medicine and make sure our possession gets outside when they need to go. What is wrong here? What's wrong with these people?
I have also heard an argument that we should not be referring to our children as kids.
Oh, my God. I'm going to blow my head off. Stop.
Because a kid is a young goat.